Well, I do think we need to be more vigilant, and those of us that have dealt with Putin know how he thinks, and he really is nostalgic and believes that he's some kind of a new czar. So I think that it's when people talk about military force, they always think boots on the ground, and there are obviously other ways to think about military force. And I do think that NATO, and through a variety of exercises and support, I think that there is a way that that tool has to also be on the table, and vigilance, because one of our other problems, and it came up with the way you talked about Ukraine, David, generally, is we have a very short attention span. We have to see this as a long-term problem. We worked in the 90s to try to get Russia to be a part of the system. We did everything we possibly could. And I think that they now are in a process of isolating themselves. It is dangerous. This is a game changer. And I think, I know we're all focused on the airplane, but the bottom line is this has really, truly long-term implications, and we all need to focus on how to deal with Ukraine, how to deal with U.S.-European relations, try to get our economic treaties, trade treaties done, and then focus on our relations with Russia. Turning point, I'm very glad that Time has it on the cover, and I'm very glad to have been a part of this discussion.